Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. And today we're continuing the discussion on Alzheimer's and dementia.
That's correct. Last time when I got with y'all, we were focusing on communicating with folks who have Alzheimer's in the early stage of the disease. And I want to talk this time about communication techniques for our loved ones who are more in that middle stage. As I had mentioned, our brain changes with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, and we lose that ability to speak and decode language in the usual way that we think about it. And understanding these changes help us better connect with our loved ones during this time. And when we look at the middle stage of Alzheimer's, we find the changes that we are noticing involve an increased difficulty in our loved one finding the right words to use, or they may be using familiar words repeatedly, or inventing new words to describe familiar things. It's very easy during this stage of the disease to also lose train of thought, or because our brains are not decoding things in the usual way, speaking less frequently and withdrawing during this time is more common. And then what we see is communicating more through behavior rather than words. And for us to try to understand and decoding how our loved ones are reacting is very important for us on our side. So when our loved one begins to use behavior more than actual words to communicate, we have to try really hard to understand what that behavior actually means. One of the things that we also need to be very careful about is if we see physical conditions that might be happening, medications can also affect a person's ability to communicate. And if some of these changes occur very suddenly or dramatically, it's recommended that you consult a doctor because there might be a medical issue that's going on. Might be a urinary tract infection or a side effect of medication. So being very aware of what behavior you're used to seeing in your loved one and reaching out as soon as possible if there's a major change. The important thing to remember is to approach our loved one very gently, approach them from the front and say who you are and call the person by name. And that might be something that feels odd for us to do, but that helps give our loved one the peace of mind. So walking up and saying, "Hi, Dad, it's your daughter, Kathy," for example, really helps your loved one kind of orient themselves and be able to attract their attention. Making sure that we maintain eye contact and get at eye level if our loved one is seated or reclined, super important there as well. And then make sure that we're not criticizing or correcting or arguing. There again, we've got to pay attention to our tone and also take the time for us to help understand what it is that is trying to be communicated. And I said last time, and I really feel that this is what we need to do throughout the stages of the disease, is I like to refer to it as joining their reality or meeting our loved ones where they are at that time. When we join a person's reality, we take the time to see the world as he or she might be seeing it right at that moment. And when we see the world from his or her perspective, behavior can often become more understandable to us. And again, due to the changes in the brain that come along with the disease, the person will not be able to see our reality that we're in. So joining where they're at is much more effective. Letting our loved one know that we, you know, understand and hear his or her concerns. And, you know, when we think about paying attention to words and behavior of the person, what we need to do is do some decoding ourselves. So, for example, you might be addressing the issue of whether or not it is safe for your loved one to drive anymore. And the response coming back to us might be, "I can still drive just fine," but what may actually be communicated is, "I don't want to give up my independence, so don't take it away from me," or "stop taking over my life, I hate it," is very much something that could be related to a frustration of, my body is not working the way that it used to be, and it's frustrating me. So joining our loved one in their reality and looking for what it is they're trying to communicate, looking beyond everything and responding to the emotions that are there. It's important to reassure our loved ones during that time. And if possible, depending on the situations, maybe redirect the person. So if there's a lot of frustration going on, say something to the effect of, I'm glad to be here with you today. Let's go for a walk outside to kind of get away from the frustration that might be being occurred at that time. But the most important thing to connect is to keep it slow and keep it basic. Use short sentences and basic words. We want to speak slowly and clearly, one person and one question at a time. So when we're communicating with our loved one, we can't be doing multitasking at that time. We need to have 100% of our focus on that individual. We also want to limit distractions, turn the TV off, the radio off, for example. And above all, be patient, and that's the most important part of it, joining them in their reality and helping them be able to express themselves. So if folks would like more information on Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, they can give me a call here at the office. My number is 913-294-4306. We do have a variety of programs, educational programs surrounding Alzheimer's and dementia, and if you've got a group that's interested in learning more, feel free to reach out to me and I'll be happy to help.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for those tips. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.